So what was the next step?
Well, with this fella, he was at such high risk, bad karyotype, pancytopenic, high blast count, that we started looking for donors because he was 60 and so still within the range where we would consider a transplant, a non-myeloablative transplant with a reduced intensity conditioning regimen. And unfortunately, he was an only child, so that didn't help. We searched the National Marrow Donor Registry, and we were unable to find a match for him. So what do you do then? You've got a guy who's in a high-risk situation. Well, we started treating him with azacitidine to get the blast count down and such, but we referred him up to the University of Minnesota, where they have an umbilical cord transplant program that they're actually very proud of, and they've gotten some impressive results with that. And I'd sent patients there before in a couple cases with very good outcomes. When people think about umbilical cord units, they think about the fact that the stem cell amount is low, so that for an adult, it's hard to get enough. But when they use two units, they can get enough to reconstitute the hematopoietic system. And I have some patients out there now who are, for all intents and purposes, cured from their myelodysplasia after having gone through an umbilical cord transplant procedure.
What exactly do they do? How do they harvest it? And, you know, what's the procedure?
Well, when the baby is born, and if the parents agree to donate the cells to the registry, they harvest them just by squeezing them out, basically, into sterile baggies and such. And the same with the placenta. They try to get as many cells out of the placenta as they can. They enumerate the cells, count them to see how many cells are in there. Then they do HLA typing of the cells in the cord, just like you would an unrelated donor or sibling donor. And then they freeze them away, and they match up patients with umbilical cord units the same way that they do with unrelated donors who are adults. It's a little bit easier to find umbilical cord units for people because the matching is not quite as stringent. Because these cells are immunologically naive to a greater extent than an adult cell is, they don't have to be quite as strict with the matching.
So what happened with this man?
So he went through the procedure, and unfortunately, unlike some of the other patients who had had a good outcome, the graft failed in him. And so he was back in the situation where he started, and actually a little worse off because he had picked up an infection during that, a fungal infection of the lung, for which he's still taking an antifungal medication. You know, and by the time he got back, he actually had full-blown acute leukemia. And so we ended up trying to get him in remission from the leukemia, treating him like you would really a de novo AML patient. He failed the first induction. We used an experimental protocol, which cytoreduced him but didn't completely eradicate the disease. And now he's actually getting his third cycle right now with a combination therapy with carboplatin topotecan and has had a difficult course from that. The blasts are gone. His marrow is empty, but I don't know if he'll ever recover hematopoiesis, unfortunately. So